Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 212. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find our official site at weownthistown.net and follow us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for updates about the latest episodes from every show across the network. Speaking of shows on the network, I am very proud to announce a brand new addition to our lineup. The show is called Memento Story and is hosted by none other than Rebecca Delius. That's my fiance, for those of you who are keeping score. And it's a fantastic show. I'm not going to explain the concept. I'm going to let her do that.
I have a lot of dead people's stuff. A huge gold frame picture of my great uncle Joe taken in the early 1900s when he was about 5 years old and wearing this heavy black cloak that is insanely creepy and that I have felt compelled to hang in every house I've ever lived in, usually in the bedroom. I have a monogrammed silver cigarette case that belonged to my mother. I can still see her pulling out a Benson & Hedges with her long manicured nails and snapping it shut. And there's the business card from my dad's stint as a car salesman at a Bavarian-themed lot that I still keep in my wallet. For a while, I even had my aunt's third husband's first wife's vintage owl collection. I never even knew her, but during a garage cleanup, I found all of these little creatures she had lovingly picked out and treasured when she was alive, and I couldn't imagine throwing them out or dumping them at Goodwill. I put them all on Etsy, and over the course of about 4 years, many of them found homes all over the world. I felt better knowing I had been a good steward of her things, this woman I didn't even know, that if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, someone might go through the programs from school plays and snow globes and newspapers from cities I visited and try to imagine why I kept them, why I loved them. If you're lucky, you may have a few mementos, a few items that belong to someone who has died. And that inherited stuff becomes proof of existence of a life, lived in all the ways a person lives, decently, dangerously, richly, or strained and at odds. Depending on the relationship, that item could bring you great joy, longing, happiness, confusion, anger, or just a general sense of obligation to tend to it as they would have. Or maybe you just want to throw Uncle Glenn's football from that botched state championship game of his senior year into the attic, only to be dealt with at the next move. It's complicated how we feel about these tokens and trophies. For me, over the years, as parents and grandparents, an uncle, sibling have died, and boxes of yearbooks and christening gowns and all the ephemera that make up an existence have fallen into my hands, I have often felt like a one-woman traveling museum. And I felt the burden of caring for things that only I know the why and how of, or in the absence of any explanation or history, a willingness to fill in the blanks the best way I can based on what I knew of that person when they were alive. And I feel afraid that if I don't have anyone to pass these stories to, that proof of life extinguishes and dies. The world forgets. I know I am not the only one who feels this way. I'm not the only one who finds meaning and importance and comfort in what has been left behind. On this podcast, Memento Story, I will meet and interview other people from all walks of life, some strangers and some I've known since childhood, who have all found themselves tasked, willingly or not, with guarding the relics of another person's life. I hope you will join me to hear all of them tell the stories behind the stuff. Find us online at mementostory.show, your favorite podcast app, and Instagram at Memento Story.
All right. As noted, you can subscribe to the new show, Memento Story, everywhere, starting now. The first full episode will be released very soon, so might as well get your subscription intact for when it drops. You're going to love it. All right, for this show, this week, we've got 13 songs and 45 minutes of music. Not quite as lengthy as weeks past, but let's be honest, there's nothing wrong with a little brevity. And speaking of brevity, let's just get into it.
I don't know where to start.
Quick set there up top. You just heard Bully with Where to Start off the brand new full-length Sugar Egg, available via Sub Pop Records, linked in the episode details. After that was Sallow with Claw off their forthcoming album, Cloud of Thought. Both are fantastic full-length releases, well worth your time. Fun fact on that Sallow album, if you buy it on Bandcamp, you get the whole record now. There's no official release date as of yet, and if you just visit the page, there's only two songs available, but if you buy it, you get the whole thing right now. Not sure if they intended for that to be how it works, but that is how it works, and it's great, because you get the whole record, and it's very good. All right, I'm going to keep moving things along, but give those albums a listen. Here we go. Thank you.
to smoking reapers, Marty's befogged brain hit on a clever way to open pop bottles.
Baby ain't playing with the man.
No, she ain't playing.
And she broke it right down then. Got a lot of money in her hand.
Got a lot of money.
Boot it up, stomp it.
Boot it.
I'm a fan. I said, baby ain't playing with the
Shawty
man.
Ain't playing.
And she broke it right down then. Got a lot of money in her hand. Boot it up, stomp it.
Ooh.
I'm a fan.
Here we go, just choosing it.
Choosing it. Little bit harder we go,
little
I mean we
go.
Really can't lose this shit. Stand for something, a fire with life, a movement in. Rides look like an action movie shit. Look how they shoot us in it. Shit. Yeah, we in our group with it. Looped and breaded, ain't no new shit. Be shouting our lungs out, bruising them. We on top and we new with shit. Can't tear us down, man, we tuning it. Not playing around, man, we true to this. Gonna hold you down, no, not new to it. Something like a fucking Cuban shit. Door number two. Like,
is you at peace?
Is you at peace though?
Is you gonna let me be?
Is you gonna,
is you gonna let this beat catch you?
Is you gonna ride for me?
Is you gonna ride?
Is you gonna lie? Okay,
is you gonna lie?
Okay, I see. Look, baby ain't playing with the man.
No, she ain't playing.
And she broke it right down then. Got a lot of money in her hand.
Got a lot of money.
Boot it up, stomp it.
Boot it.
I'm a fan. I said, baby ain't playing with the
Shawty
man.
Ain't playing.
And she broke it right down then. Stop it,
woo.
I'm a fit, look.
Make way for the grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy.
I can get it working, just
ooh,
let me.
Ooh.
Run it through a mind, come catch me. Threw it out like a dog.
Earth
went festive. Now I want you if you let me.
Let me.
Sipping my juice, ain't Pepsi.
Ain't Pepsi.
I'ma look cool, look catchy.
Ooh.
I'ma make it true, talking Wessie. Open your mind, it's a test. Gotta get you right before you left. Been flying in the air like a catch. Gravitate, it's a vibe. We next. Paradise in sight. That's it, no flex. I'm a
trendsetter.
Shit, let's jet. Hop in the Benz, let her. You can get.
You can get.
Promises, broken dreams, nothing to gain. Lost souls, hoping for change while begging for change. Damn, it's hell here, we engulfed in the flames. Yeah, mama selling her body, she trying to feed the kids. No father figure within the picture, killed by the pigs. Social injustice, my nigga, they fucking us for show. Working 9 to 5 to survive, but got nothing to show. Stand for something or die for nothing, that's how we live. Blood, sweat, and our tears, that's all we got to give. Wise words from a distant friend, just crying, nigga. They say we all was created equal, they lie, nigga. Your fellow man need a helping hand, so give him time. He put his faith in the bottle, cause he was driven blind. By the divine plot to send us on our downfall. Lock us down, silence our voices, can't make a sound.
Ooh, baby, keep your head up.
Ay.
Homie, I know that you've been fed up.
Ay.
Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. My people got me while I'm here, I'm straight.
Ooh,
baby, keep your head up.
Ay.
Homie, I know that you've been fed up. Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. My people got me while I'm here, I'm straight.
Marching to the beat of my own drum on the end of the piece. Thinking of Nina Simone. What good is being an artist if we don't speak on what's real? We tried taking a knee, but even that get us killed. Now what's the value of a black man's life? I figure nothing. Innocent man dies, you find us guilty for something. Whether I'm jogging in khakis or wearing a hoodie, my attire shouldn't be questioned when it's there on the footage. I've grown numb to it. The other side protesting, brought guns to the Capitol. Imagine if we were packing, would we be treated the same? Probably not. And that's the shit that got me high. Blow up the spot. So if it takes a ride to break the silence up with it. Oh, you gon' hear us out or we gon' burn down every building. Where the hell you think we picked up looting from? This alert behavior. So this for everything you promised us but never gave us.
Ooh, baby, keep your head up. Homie, I know that you've been fed up. Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. My
people got me while I'm here, I'm straight. Ooh, baby, keep your head up. Ay. Homie, I know that you've been fed up. Ay. Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. Ay. My people got me while I'm here, I'm straight. Ooh, baby, keep your head up. Homie, I know that you've been fed up. Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. My people got me while I'm here, I'm straight. Ooh, baby, keep your head up. Homie, I know that you've been fed up. Mama, keep praying, don't be scared, I'm safe. My people got me while I'm here, I'm straight. Ooh.
All right, hell of a set there. You just heard Rashad Sylvester with Let It Play / 8 a.m. off of the brand new full-length album, Let It Play, followed by Benquez the Artist with She Ain't Playin' off of In My Opinion, and wrapped up with B. Stokes, I'm Straight, featuring Fustan off the new album, No Credit, Revised. I gotta tell you, picking single songs from each of these releases was an incredibly difficult task. The Rashad Sylvester album is an epic undertaking. 16 tracks of jazz, hip-hop, R&B, with a ton of guest stars and just a phenomenally compelling vibe to the whole thing. It was very difficult to pick one track. I cannot tell you enough to go listen to the whole thing. The Benquez the Artist track came across my radar recently, and the entire album is great, not to mention the prior albums that I have barely scratched the surface on. And the new B. Stokes record is fascinating. It's a hip-hop record, but he's really stretching out his styles. It dives into some new pop territory and has a load of really surprising beats and techniques throughout the whole thing. His Instagram says the album, quote, was made with the intentions of speaking on the harsh climate of our country while celebrating / promoting togetherness and unity amongst each other, end quote. How can you not get behind that? I say it constantly, but that's not going to stop me from saying it again. Listen to all of these albums in full. These tracks are great, but they're only the tip of a much larger iceberg of great music. I get all worked up. Those records are fantastic. They're doing wonderful work. You need to hear all of it. All right, here comes another blast.
Yeah, it's kind of raw what we fighting for. Travel off, doing by the poly wall. Whack the dog, asinine assassinations. Get us in a world war. False flag, analog information. Back it off, load the cross. Fuel the fire, cult of personality. Messiah, choose the lesser evil for your leader. Who the better liar in the border of opinion? We all get a gavel, bang your hammer or your head against the wall. Post of propaganda. Legal system, a legislative leviathan. Sound of a man working a chain gang is higher than it's ever been. Seen it, I'm feeling better, but never lingers. Ain't nobody special when it's time to pay the fucking rent. You better clutch a grip to stranglehold the capitalism, killing my innocence. Ain't no architect to this world when I was given it. Fucking gotta live in it. I know the house always wins. I'm here to blow some chips. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I put you in the mix. Take it off your fucking list. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I know the house always wins. I'm here to blow some chips. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I put you in the mix. Take it off your fucking list. I'm here to blow some chips. Come with me and blow some chips. I know the house always wins. I'm here to blow some chips.
Another whiskey for the man at the roulette table, shining on everything, brushing the shoulders off of his purple labels. Adrenaline feel going in for the kill. This girl leaning on him so hard, a Hennessy spill. Been killing all night, keeping that same energy still. Probably gonna need security, turning these chips to a bill. But way back, he came from blocks with head cracks all crack. That contributed to the fact he bet it all black. All out lifestyle, he need no explanation for the splurging. Came about the mother risk, they always said they gave a purpose. Now the wheels is turning like a furnace full of money burning. 25 on red was the verdict, enough to kill a person. He turned around with no remorse in his eyes as his chips were slid to the other side. His drink arrived, the girl said, good thing you ordered that drink. Looked like you needed it. He said, the house always wins. I'm here to blow some chips. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I'll put you in the mix. Take it off your fucking list. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I know the house always wins. I'm here to blow some chips. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I'll put you in the mix. Take it off your fucking list. I'm here to blow some chips. Fuck with me and blow some chips. I know the house always wins.
just heard Bez with The House Always Wins off of the forthcoming full-length With the Crown Comes the Guillotine, followed by Ray Gunn with Lunkhead and Turco with Talk with Ease off of Balance. There's a great Nashville Scene article on Bez and his forthcoming album, With the Crown Comes the Guillotine, and honestly, I thought it was a really good fit to the more chaotic sounds of Ray Gunn. Bez, also known as Brandon Evans, comes from a bit of a punk background in Columbus, having fronted the band Stereo Monster, and I suspect we'll hear more of that energy once the album is released, which I believe should be this week. The Ray Gunn track comes from a forthcoming 7-inch being put out by It's Trash Records on September 4th. Not sure if it'll be the traditional 2-song 7-inch or if there's more in the works there, but I'll keep an ear out. I've got zilch of information for you on Turco, except they are Nashville-based, and I enjoy those shoegazy vibes. The full record, Balance, is out now. I recommend that you listen to the whole thing. Get into it. All right, different vibe coming up now.
If my world's a washing gray, if I'm too tired to talk today, would that be okay with you? Like a mouthful of crushed up clay, like nothing's had a lot to say, I might just walk away from you. Old skin dripping in pain. Sound like closing the door.
Bye. I lazily stand and I plan my whole life in a daze. Hungover, it's sunny outside in the frame. I walk to breakfast and forget my headphones. I listen to the sound of the neighborhood at play. I often go back to that place where everything seems so serene. I dig myself into the center of that silence, no grasping or trying.
She's a spooky kind of beautiful.
Heard Super Brava with If, a brand new single from a brand new artist in town, followed by Thad Kopeck with Tourist off of a forthcoming album that I cannot determine the name of, and rounded out by Smart Objects' cover of Raven in a Crow's Nest, originally by Flummox and part of the Nashville Song Swap Part 2. There's not much to add about the Super Brava single, but if there is an entire album of that, I want it. Please. Thank you. The Thad Kopeck track is one of three singles floating around for the new album. According to his Instagram, the record was made by bringing in a bunch of song fragments into the studio and fleshing them out with the producer. Kopeck calls the album, quote, dense, wacky songs, end quote, which I am not hearing here, but I think it's that kind of self-deprecation that I can really get behind. The three singles are beautiful, and I hope he knows it. I'm really looking forward to that full length being dropped. Lastly, we heard Smart Objects' cover of Flummox's Raven in a Crow's Nest that is taken from the forthcoming second part of Nashville Song Swap, an ongoing series of local artists covering one another. Wasn't I just lamenting last week that more local artists should do that? I think my dreams have come true. I'll talk more about Nashville Song Swap on future episodes, I'm sure, as more of the songs are released, but what you really need to know right now is that Smart Objects will release their debut full-length album, all of their own original songs, on September 11th. Follow them at Smart Objects the Band to make sure that you get all of that information as it is released. Okay, last set coming up here, and they're both instrumental, and they're both delightful.
Thank you.
That was Quiche Night with Tisago Part 1 off the full-length album Tisago, followed by Joe Zimple with And Soon We Part Ways. The new Quiche Night record, which I am sure I am not pronouncing correctly, has a lot more keyboards on it than prior releases, and there's even a whole phone call-in system around the record. Seriously, call 307-438-8279 to check it out. That's the legitimate information. 307-438-8279. There's an interview with Brett Rosenberg up on the scene about the record, and I really highly recommend it. It's great insight into this record and Rosenberg's whole mentality about recording. He's a big fan of recording your warts and all, which, frankly, I really get behind. And we close with Joe Zimple's And Soon We Part Ways. It's just a delightful little song. It's calming to me. The EP from which it comes, Change of Weather, is rather pleasant as well, but this song was just one to play on repeat as we head into fall. And that's the episode. Thanks so much for listening. Kind of a hybrid style of our recent long-form episodes and WOTT classic, but I hope you liked it. Hit us up at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. The DMs are open. The submission process really does work. Just send it my way. Keep an eye on weownthistown.net for updates about all of the new episodes from all of our wonderful We Own This Town shows, including Memento Story that we heard the teaser for at the beginning. You really should subscribe to that. Thank you very much. The music bed for the show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprightdrexmusic.com. Thank you for listening. It really means a lot, sincerely. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.